1208.
Amend contract with Michael Willis Architects to increase compensation, time, and scope of work for the Interstate Maintenance Facility Rehabilitation Project in the amount of $280,000.
Mr. Fish.
Mayor, the Water Bureau is, as you know, working on the construction of the Interstate Facility renovation pursuant to the Interstate Facility Master Plan. They are currently under budget on a construction project with a guaranteed maximum price. Early on in this project, several project components were taken off the list, in effect value engineered, and it was decided that they would only be added back if funds were available. I understand that these items before us today are required as part of the land use decision for this project. The Water Bureau this morning is proposing to use the construction savings to add back items on that list, and again, operating within the guaranteed maximum price construction contract. The Bureau elected not to pay for design of these components at the front end in case funds were not available for construction. So the Bureau is, in effect, asking for authority to spend the funds to design some elements that were originally envisioned but were taken out of the plan. Because we're under budget, we can add them back, but we want to make sure Council is comfortable with that approach. And I have the distinguished director of the Bureau here to answer your questions.
Good afternoon. I'm David Schaff, the director of the Water Bureau. With me is Mike Stewart, chief engineer of the Water Bureau. The only thing I would add is that in the original September 2012 report to Council on the interstate plan, we actually had identified in that document that there were additive projects that we would like to bring in if we came in under the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price, and it looks like we have. And those are the projects that we would like to design and follow up on construction.
David, very quickly, just identify those projects.
One is the upper parking lot to accommodate our fueling station. We are going to get, hopefully, it sounds like you passed in the fall bump, the fueling station, but we're still going to have to do grading and stormwater design management, and we'll have to continue to use our current station until the new one's built. Then we have improving the access between the existing operations building and the new building, and constructing stairs between the upper lot and the lower lot down so that our employees aren't walking to the buildings going down a road that is being used by heavy equipment, and then changing the layout of one of the floors. So, and that's actually going to be done by Hoffman for no cost, because we simply said, well, we want you to put the walls here instead of over here. But that requires a design change.
So no change in construction costs, just a change.
Not on that one. That's just, they're going to tell them where to put them instead of where they were originally designed.
What's the guaranteed maximum price?
$35 million, and we're going to save about $1.4 million as of today, and we may save more. We're on time, under budget, and we should be moving into the office building in May.
So the $1.4 million savings includes the increased compensation that we're adding today?
Yes, it does. What we're adding today is to the design contract, but yes, it comes under that total price.
Okay, that's good to hear. Other questions? All right, thank you both.
And Mayor, I just want to be very clear, at an abundance of caution, when we take these elements out of the project, in this case, they weren't even designed, so we waited to the end.
Right.
These were things that, there were other items that David discussed with me, which I would classify as nice to have, but not need to have. These were the need to have, but because we're under budget, we can put them back into the project. But there needs to be council authorization to do the design work and move on that.
That's correct.
Good. Thank you both. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much. Anyone want to speak on this contract amendment? If not, then it will pass the second reading.